It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
What'd you do this weekend, Chad?
I did nothing.
Really?
Not really that much. So you slept in on Saturday till 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
At our age, Evan, we're supposed to be saying, well, you've just wasted the best part of the day.
No, the best part of the day was staying in bed so I didn't have to get up and deal with my kids.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, it was pretty late.
Okay, like 3 a.m. are we talking?
Might have been. 2-something.
Wow. Yeah. How do you stay up that late? And then you were up early Friday morning, too. I don't understand people like you.
Well, I had a nap. Nap on Friday.
I can't do that. Even when we were on vacation there, Evan, did you sleep until 11 a.m.?
Well, I couldn't. I'd miss the free breakfast.
That's true. We had to be up before 10 a.m.
It was good breakfast, too.
Yeah.
Real good. But could you sleep until 11?
Nowadays, I don't think I could.
No kids around. You had nothing to do. And you're like, you know what? I need to have a day to just relax.
I don't think I physically could.
It's not like I'm sleeping the entire time. I was probably up by 9.
You were looking at inappropriate things on Reddit by probably 9:30 a.m.
No. I was in and out of consciousness for a while.
Okay, so you were waking up every now and then. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a Saturday morning, kids, if you sleep until 11 a.m., that is a productive part of the day you've just absolutely wasted. And it's the most beautiful part of the day,
too. Old man McDonald here.
If
you want to sleep in, kids, sleep in. You take that time and you sleep in.
You're growing.
You're young. You need the rest.
No. Teenagers, shovel the driveway.
Teenagers, same. There's no shoveling on Saturday. But teenagers, same thing. They need their sleep, just like little kids. They need their sleep. So they sleep in till that time. That's fine.
But you are how old again? Are you a teenager?
Yeah, like if I was a dog.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Pilot took off from an airport in Ohio at 8:47 p.m. Saturday night. And he landed at 2:47 a.m. So he was up in the air for, 6 hours. And his flight path is pretty interesting. They've tracked it and they've drawn it out. It looks like a very accurate phallic member.
Really?
Of the male variety.
There's a lot of pilots that do this.
And then, right in the middle, in perfect cursive, it says, see ya.
Because he knew he was getting fired.
I don't know. Maybe this was his last hurrah. I don't know.
His swan song.
Yeah. Now, if that were representing me, it would have been a shorter flight path. And if it were representing you, Evan, the end would have been a little bit more complicated.
Because I'm not circumcised.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Trouble in Winnipeg with the Jets. They have very low attendance. Mm-hmm. And chairman saying, it's not going to work over the long haul. Because people are just not going to games. So the Jets are in trouble of losing their team again.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever, Phoenix, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? You can look at this and you can go, Gary, and they're not going to threaten to take away Phoenix's team.
Well,
but Winnipeg, they will.
And it's not affordable to go, right? Like, if you look at it over a season to go to a game, it is not affordable. But, like, we are going in April. Mm-hmm. We're there for hockey to play. We're going to go watch. So we were able to get, for 4 hockey teams, we were able to get 200 tickets already. Yeah, 200. And here's the thing. Like, they're not the best seats, but whatever. There's not really bad seats in that rink.
Right.
So for our family of 4.
Yeah.
4 tickets to the game.
Right.
8 adult drinks. And 2 concession things for the kids. So like a drink, some food, and whatever.
$700?
$300, let me get the exact amount here. I think it was $326.50. That is cheap. So we were able to pre-order everything and do it that way with drinks and all that. We'll get like tokens or whatever it is
right.
for the booze. Yeah. So $326.50. But I mean, you add that up. I mean, you're not going to be drinking all the time when you go. Mm. But season tickets are pretty expensive to go to the NHL. Right.
Well, so, but also so it comes down to. You are going to a game in Winnipeg. How much did it cost for each one of you to get a knife?
Oh, no, 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 no. They give you that when you come into the city.
Good. That's good.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Telemiracle. Saskatchewan staple.
Okay? Yes, it is.
I remember as a kid watching Telemiracle, and I would stay up late.
Oh, for sure. And you're watching the ticker.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching the ticker.
Waiting for somebody's name to go across.
Hey, there's someone from so-and-so. I know them.
Hey, it's Bob. He sells me buns at the bakery.
We got drunk and did other things one time when I was living in Edmonton, and we had CTV Regina.
Yeah, good.
On the satellite where I was living. And
right.
So I made everyone sit and watch it.
Good. Yeah. In high school, we used to sit around and get drunk and watch it.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. We'd have drinking games around it and everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it happened this weekend. Hugely successful.
And
over
now,
$6 million.
How much did you say total? 165?
Over $165 million raised since Telemiracle started in 1977.
So that's what, 47 years?
48. Today, this year was 48.
This was a 48th. Okay,
so
right,
that's
right.
49.
Right.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, so that's $3,437,500
on average.
Roughly on average a year.
And the first how many years they didn't make that much?
They didn't make very much at
Again,
all.
Again, I remember as a kid watching it and going, they made $1 million. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Or they've made $1.2 million. And now they're at $6 million.
It's crazy.
Guess inflation.
Did they say, and then I'm trying to remember the record year. It wasn't that long ago, I feel like. And then people, when they pass away,
oh, yeah.
leaving like oh, their yeah. fortune to it.
And at the end of Telemiracle, they really push that. I noticed
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was watching, I'm like, man, they are really pushing people to leave money for Telemiracle when you're dead.
Yeah. Like, $7 million was the, held 46th annual.
46, so
2022, so which yeah. raised a total of $8,002,722.
Okay, hold on a minute. 2022 was 46.
Yeah.
So this year was 48.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did that. I said 48.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so confused. Too many numbers coming at us. But here's the thing. The good number is over $6 million raised by Saskatchewan, and what a beauty province we are.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We all know that rent in BC or just to live in Vancouver is crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. But this is how expensive it is. I want to tell you the story about Tim Chen. He's an economics student. He's in his final year at UBC in Vancouver. So what does he pay for rent there? He pays nothing for rent in Vancouver. No, he doesn't live on the street. He actually lives in Calgary.
What?
And he does what they call super commuting. This is how bad it is. This is how expensive it is in Vancouver.
Okay.
It is cheaper for Tim to live in Calgary with his parents and fly to Vancouver twice a week for classes than it is for him to actually rent a place out in Vancouver.
So
that's insane.
$2,936. Is the average rent?
Yeah, right.
In Calgary,
and that's
in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. And also that's like a hole in the ground. That's there's nothing fancy about that.
No,
it's probably one room.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was just adding something up here, but I thought that it gave me everything. Oh yeah, so $190 to fly there and back. One time.
190 there and back, or
that's what
191
I've got. That's
way?
What it's telling me.
It's
got
to be one way.
I just clicked.
Anyway,
fly out Monday, March 4th. Fly back Wednesday the 6th, and it says $190.
But he doesn't stay. He goes there and back.
Right. I'm just doing there and back. Whatever. Anyway,
those are some long days, though.
So $190. You do that twice a week, right? And then you do that. Whatever. Yeah, that's a lot cheaper.
How pathetic is this?
That is awful that you can do that. You're spending $2,000 a month, roughly, about, I'd say.
Yeah.
Rather than $3,000 on rent. You're saving $1,000 flying there twice a week.
And let's not forget, he's paying for university on top of this.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Shane Gillis is a stand-up comedian, and it's kind of an interesting story about him. So he was hired by Saturday Night Live back in the day, and then he was fired for comments he made on a podcast that were considered racist.
Now, freedom, people say freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequences.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, it was a big deal that he was fired from Saturday Night Live, basically before he even started on it. And now, I mean, he's got one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Netflix comedy special, Shane Gillis. So I think Lorne Michaels realized this guy's too big not to bring back. So Shane Gillis actually guest hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. And I guess it's a big win for the non-cancel culture, right? I know there are people like you and me. It's like you got to be open to people making mistakes, okay? It happens, all right? We can't jump all over people. But Shane Gillis's monologue has been considered pretty controversial. He did mention the firing. Didn't get really into it too much.
Right.
But then he did drop the R word.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
That's a big one. And he made a comment referring to little boys and their relationship to their mothers that some people consider to be offensive.
Hmm.
So people are trying to cancel him again.
Of course they are.
Shane Gillis. But I got to give it to Lorne Michaels, man. He didn't have to. He didn't have to bring Shane Michaels
back. Good for him for doing that.
He didn't have Shane Gillis back, but he did. I think, again... He also knows. Lorne Michaels also, when's the last time we talked about Saturday Night Live on the show?
He's made a lot of bad firings throughout the years. Lorne Michaels.
Adam Sandler,
yes.
Chris Farley.
Exactly.
Chris
Farley was
fired from Saturday Night. Norm MacDonald?
Yeah.
For making comments about an executive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but nonetheless, Lorne Michaels, he still knows. I think he's going to be wrapping up here as SNL hits 50 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody can replace Lorne Michaels.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You remember that sealed case of the 1979 80 O'Peachy hockey cards? That entire case of hockey cards that was found in the basement of someone's house in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yeah.
Ended up going to auction, Chad.
And?
You take a wild guess. You just see here. Set checklist. The Wayne Gretzky rookie card. I thought maybe he was going to say a little bit more here. A lot of other cards that are going to be worth money in there.
They said there was like potential of there being 20 Wayne Gretzky rookie cards, like up to 20,
Up to 20, potentially.
But likely around the 3 area or something like that.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's probably going to be about 5 to 10 in there.
I'm going to say it went for... I think it was at about 1.2 or something when I saw that. I'm going to say about $1.6
million. $3.72 million. And you had a good point. You said that the value of those cards will end up going down.
Wayne Gretzky rookie cards. Because especially if there's a pile of them in there.
Yeah.
Then all Wayne Gretzky rookie card values will be going down. Right?
Because
that means there's just more in existence.
Yes. So I think that's an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
But the potential there, right? Mm-hmm. And I hope that they do a huge break with every single pack of cards there is.
Put it on some, like make a video and it's got to go somewhere. Like
I'm sure there will be. Never know. Like maybe they're going to end up doing it where it's like, okay, this case, we're going to open up this case.
Yeah.
Everyone has a chance at winning something. So they'll sell. You know, like there's places that do that, right? So they'll sell spots for, say, the 24 teams or whatever it was from that year. And everyone will have a chance at winning the cards from that team.
Dude,
you never know.
If they show that, if they do a break, like...
It'll be so exciting.
That's like porn for guys our age to six... Well, porn's like porn for guys our age, but... You know what I mean.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This year, we will experience a February 29th. It is a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the big deal about a leap year? Well, it does make sense because the calendars, you know, with all that stuff. If we didn't have leap years, if we didn't actually experience February 29th every 4 years, then, you know, a few hundred years from now, you'd have farmers planting their crops in November, right?
Right.
It throws things off. This is an interesting... I didn't know this. So back in 5th century Ireland, they used to reverse the... Or what they say, reverse the gender roles on February 29th. That day, it was okay for women to propose marriage to men.
Hmm.
That was a big deal back. That was 5th century Ireland. That's a big deal back then.
Leap year. There's a movie about that. Doesn't some girl do that kind of thing and they talk about that and something what? Happens on a plane or...
What?
I don't know. I saw my wife watching a movie like that one time. What is this? And she explained it and I lost interest immediately.
So there you go. Ladies, you can, I get, well, you could always, listen, nowadays, ladies propose
just
to the men. And also, it seems less and less nowadays that people even propose. It's more like an agreement. They have a cup of coffee and they go, we getting hitched or what?
You want to do this or what?
It's so romantic.
It is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Ah, tech nerds, you're going to be getting real hot and heavy over this. Reportedly, Apple is in the early stages of exploring the development of a smart ring designed to seamlessly integrate into its ecosystem. It's going to help you track your health biometrics, Chad, is what they're saying.
What?
Blood pressure, oxygen saturation, all that kind of stuff. Just on a little tiny ring, Chad.
This is probably just to get around that lawsuit because they're getting sued for having the biometric stuff in their watches, which they already have.
I was going
to
say,
your health.
They already do that with their watches.
This is just
people
a money
dropping
grab.
Thousands of dollars to buy one of these rings.
Ridiculous. These,
you're going to be in line first day they come out, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.